I don't know, like what? I mean, for example, you got a good tooth fairy because you got like 30 legs.
Under my bed.
Right, it was, where was it?
It was under my pillow.
Oh my god, you did not feel the tooth fairy at all?
No, she came out of nowhere.
Wow.
She came out of nowhere when I put my tooth.
And also when stole your
she
teeth.
Came, when
that's
she,
a good tooth fairy.
When I put my tooth under my pillow, I didn't even see her anywhere.
Wow.
And she just, maybe she came behind the pillow and sneaked behind it and grabbed it and then teleported herself.
Maybe. But you know, tooth fairies are really tiny. Well, I guess because they're magic, they're like angels, they can disappear.
Angels?
Well, I mean, only God makes creation. So if God made tooth fairies, maybe God made tooth fairies, you know, with a special power to come, just collect the tooth and go. But what? What are you thinking?
Why does the tooth, maybe she gave you a little bit of money and put it there because you were too small there.
Oh, you mean like my story? Well,
maybe because she didn't think you were too big to for money.
Well, I didn't go to the dentist, so maybe, like I said, maybe that's why she gave you more money than she gave Mama back then.
She thought I was brave.
Well, I thought you were brave. I mean, moms and dads, you know, moms and dads, when we say thank you, God, because our baby was brave, maybe God said, okay, Tooth Fairy, this mom said her son was really, really brave. So I need you to go and give him a special, special package. It's possible that God would have sent the Tooth Fairy with a special message. Maybe that's why you got all that money.
Yeah, but if God sent a message in this house, where is the message?
No, I mean, that's he told mommy's heart, but I mean, that's what you...
How did he tell your heart? He didn't even tell my heart.
That's the special powers you get when you are a mommy and a daddy. We can talk to the Lord and we understand the Lord about our children. When you become a dad, it'll be different when you start talking to the Lord about your kids. And you'll find that when you talk to him, he'll talk to you about your children.
My neck doesn't hurt anymore.
It doesn't hurt anymore? Maybe it was hurting because...
I was sleeping like that?
Yeah, because...
I was sleeping like this, Mom.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know. Maybe when the Tooth Fairy moved you? Do you think the Tooth Fairy moved you?
Moved who?
Moved you to put the money under your pillow.
Move me? How can she move me?
I don't know.
I just put my tooth...
So tell me about the other tooth. So why did you put one? Why didn't you put all the other tooth?
Because I think she'll give me a lot if I do that.
Oh, so you're trying to be smart with the tooth fairy. No, so you're saving you. So when are you going to put the other tooth?
After tomorrow. I promise. After tomorrow.
Oh, so you're giving the tooth fairy more work to come back and get another tooth.
Yeah, because I think the tooth fairy should get a break.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. I think the Tooth Fairy will appreciate.
And I promise I will do the same.
Okay, so you're going to put one tooth or you're going to put the two tooth?
I'm going to put one by one.
One by one. Oh, so you're going to give... So you're going to... Are you trying to catch the Tooth Fairy?
No.
Okay, because don't set a trap because the Tooth Fairy won't like that.
I don't even know how to set a trap.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then that's good. Well, are you happy that you got the money for your tooth?
Yeah, but maybe some tooth fairies are mean, some tooth fairies are good.
I don't know, honey. I really think that the tooth fairy saw when you went to the dentist and you were super, super brilliant and brave. And I think that's what...
Did you go to the dentist?
No, I was not very brave. I was not very brave as a little girl.
You didn't even be brave enough to go there?
No, my love, I'm sorry. Maybe that's why mommy didn't get a lot of money for her too.
Because I was not brave.
I was a scaredy cat. I was not a very good...
You know, when the girl there was... That woman came to the room and she said... Abuela was up and she said, ah, duele, duele. And like, Abuela was like that.
Aww.
Me.
Yeah, she said you were brave. She said you were very brave.
And she told me that Abuela was, when she came to the vehicle, and she said like, ah, Abuela, Abuela.
Yes, she said Abuela was crying, but you, my boy, you were strong and you were tough. So I guess that's why the Tooth Fairy gave you all that money, honey.
And not on the table.
No, not on the table. I remember I was crying because I didn't find any on my bed or under my pillow or under my bed. And then my dad found the money by the door. And I was like, he said, come, look, the Tooth Fairy over here did it. I was like,
maybe because the Tooth Fairy was too tired and put it there.
Yeah, a tired Tooth Fairy. That's possible.
Maybe the Tooth Fairy was small enough, but it was too tired and left. That's why I left the money.
I think that Tooth Fairy was just messing with Mom by putting it, made me go play hide and seek. I didn't want to play hide and seek with the Tooth Fairy.
You wanted to get a present.
Under my pillow, yes.
I'm surprised that the Tooth Fairy gives money under the bed, but why does the Tooth Fairy give money like to other kids that are still young?
Well, you can save it to buy something. Maybe you can save it to buy something for your mom.
What?
How do you mean what? Why not? You can be generous. You want to be generous with your savings?
Is my money enough to buy a cake?
A piece of cake maybe, but not an entire cake. You can get a piece of cake.
A piece of cake? But it has 30 money.
Yes, but that 30 can only get you a piece of cake. Maybe a piece of cake. Maybe.
It is not enough to build a house.
Oh no, my love. We'll have to ask God to multiply that. You need a lot more to build a house. Can't build a house with 30 lems.
Yeah.
But it's the beginning. You can start. You can save some
God
of it.
God can make it all of his money.
Yeah, that's God right.
God can make himself rich.
That's right. You know what? Well, he's the creator of all things, my love. So
he can make anything.
God is the creator of all things. That's right.
He can make himself rich. He can make himself invisible. He can make himself.
That's right. That is the God.
Untouchable.
That's right. He is our creator. He can be all things, honey.
He can be. He can hide in the sun.
Yeah, well, he is the sun. I mean, he is light and power. He is everything in the cosmos.
He can teleport in the water.
Oh yeah, he can walk on water, be in the water, he can be in your heart.
He can breathe on water.
Amen, amen. He can breathe. He is.
He can breathe on lava.
Oh my, yes, yes, that is the power of God. He can breathe on lava. Oh my God, what a wonderful God we have, Josh.
He can live on lightning.
Yeah, yes, he is the God of lightning. He is the God of light. He is that powerful, my love. That is the God that we serve, a mighty God.
He can ice.
Yes, he can. In any state, solid, liquid, or gas, our God is all of it.
God can turn into air and give...
He can be a mountain, he can be the air, he is everything, my love. He is creation.
He can even go inside a phone?
Sure. I mean, we use Wi-Fi and we send signals, but nobody understands how that functions.
And if God goes inside a phone...